And when we get there, it's important while we're doing this, we don't use our real names. From now on, we'll be using code names, okay? Mike, you're Luke. Brian, you're Chewy. Daisy, you're Leia. Twist, you're Jabba.
It's Jabba the Princess.
Yes.
Yeah. Here.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
Igor, would you give me a hand with the bags?
Certainly. You take the blonde and I'll take the one in the tailor.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Hello.
Good morrow.
Oh, tomorrow. Penis, go!
That's us. Oh, man.
We're going to have a Star Wars reference every beginning of the show.
Every show. It's going to be a Star Wars reference. Or you singing something.
Which was Star Wars.
Which was Star Wars.
All vagina, go!
Okay.
We're the aristocrats.
Aristocrats.
Again.
I'm gassy today.
Can I still be Eric?
I'm farty today.
Well, that's funny because I'm Derek.
I'm Eric.
I'm Pat.
Yeah. We're on myspace.com/aristocrats DEP. And pretty soon we'll be on aristocratsradio.com.
Dot fart.
Dot fart. But you can go there now anyway. Just there's have
not,
fun.
There's not even up there.
There will be, okay? So shut up.
All there is a picture
shut
of
up.
A mic.
Shut up!
Speaking of which, has anybody checked Steve Cast lately?
No. Is it up?
No, I haven't. I forgot to check it this week.
Oh. I forgot to check my email.
You forgot to check it?
Yeah.
Pat sent Steve an email saying that we were local Christians that were interested in
his radio show
and blah blah blah, and it was funny.
Well, the thing is, like 2 days after Pat sent that email, he posted that he got the second show done.
Yeah. So.
Did he?
Mm-hmm. I guess he's having trouble putting it up.
Owen's got to help him.
So is all the poison out of everyone's body from last night?
I did not consume any poison.
You didn't have any poison, but me and Pat did.
Yeah, we had poison.
The dump that I had this morning.
Oh my gosh.
Was so big and so hard and so long.
It was so hard?
It was like passing a Tonka truck. It didn't belong in me. It was just all
maybe
night.
Maybe I ate a Tonka truck.
I think I did. It was just like.
It was probably those fucking Christmas cookies you
I had. Like 18 Christmas cookies.
And like 3 slices of pizza.
3 slices of greasy pepperoni pizza. And like 3 beers, and then me and Pat,
more than 3 beers.
Well, that's to start with, and then Pat decided to do a power hour,
and that turned out to be only like 40 minutes.
Well, yeah, well,
it was a power half hour with like a half hour break, and then 15 minutes.
Yeah,
if like that.
After that,
10 minutes in, what's his name? Ray. Yeah, what's his name? He was like, I think this is gonna be a power 45 minutes. Yeah. It ended up being a half hour, and then we came back a little later to finish it up, and we only got like another 15
My
minutes.
My stomach was so full of beer.
Oh, it was solid. That absolutely was solid.
I didn't feel it at first, but then, you know, after I digested all the beer.
Ugh. I had gas. I had shit pains. I felt like crap this morning.
No. I had so much. I probably stink right now.
I was very drunk.
Because I farted so much.
You did fart a lot. But I want to thank Pat for going along with a bit last night. I got really drunk and I was telling everybody that I was going to drive home because I think it's funny.
Mm-hmm.
I had no intention of driving
home.
But I was going in the room and putting other people's coats on and walking out and going, all right, anybody want to ride home? And of course, everyone's all serious, like, no,
Derek,
you can't let him drive
Someone
home.
Get his keys.
And so Pat goes up to either Barbara or Julia, and you're like, listen, don't worry. I know Derek. I know him very well. He's a good driver. He'll get home okay. Don't worry about it. So that was funny. And
no one wanted a ride, though.
No one wanted
I don't know what the hell to deal with. And it was snowing, too.
Yeah.
Which pisses me off. Snow. I don't know why. I used to like snow.
Yes, until you start driving in it.
I can drive in snow pretty good. Even in the Jetta, I can drive pretty good.
I hate driving in snow.
It's not that bad, but I want it to snow like once a year. I want it to snow on Christmas Eve at nighttime after all the drinking's done. I want like some kid to run up to everybody and go, it's snowing! And everyone just kind of goes out on the porch and puts their arms around each other and drinks eggnog and watches it snow. That's it. Before that, I don't want any snow. I'm tired of it.
I like the night snow.
I don't like it.
I don't like snow living in a development like this.
Yeah.
Or my townhouse thing, because like it never leaves. Mm-hmm. You can't get rid of it. There's nowhere to put it. Yeah. You got parking spaces and shit. Mm-hmm. Such a pain in the ass.
It's just terrible. I was pissed off. I heard it was snowing and I got mad.
See,
I'm walking out in it. I'm getting it in my shoes. My pants are wet. I hate it. It's awful.
I liked it last night at 4 o'clock in the morning when it was snowing. The sky was all red. Nice. You ever notice
how it was peaceful?
Yeah. How the sky's red when it's snowing at night?
Yeah, it reflects the light.
How great. How cool is that?
It's okay, I guess.
I think it's pretty cool. The sky's red. And it's not even that cold when it's snowing.
That's because the angels are killing each other.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When it snows? Is that what it means?
Yeah, and all
red sky.
All there.
That's what they're doing up there.
Yeah. They're having bloody sex.
Mm-hmm. Angels are raping boys.
The little cherub boys.
Oh.
cherubs.
Every time the sky is red, an angel gets his red wings.
Fuck those boys, ye cherubim. Eat them out, ye seraphim.
And as we're drinking, as the drunker we got, the more like show ideas came up and the more absurd they were getting.
Mm-hmm.
I was just packing on. I got an idea. I got an idea.
Follow me on this.
I want to take Christmas songs. Okay, you ready? And put little boy references in them.
And then half an hour later, all right, I got another idea. Let's take Christmas songs. And let's... Wait. Where's my beer?
Oh, Pat was saying that, not you, Pat, but other Pat that was there was saying that...
Backpack. Back Pat.
Back Pat?
Frat Pat.
Frat Pat, Back Pat, Dr. Pat, whatever the hell he is.
Oh, Back Pat.
Yeah, because he cracks backs.
Physical the Rapist.
Physical the Rapist.
Well, he was saying that it's like 6.5 beers that you drink in a power hour. But in a half hour, we had 4.
Yeah, we have
so
4.
I think we had big shots. But it was fun, you know? I liked it.
Yeah, we did have big shots. I kept filling to the top.
Yeah, I did too. Well, I would, like, if I'd run out of beer, I'd have like kind of like a little shot. So I'd make it up the next one, just like almost overpour it. It was fun.
That was fun. We have to do that again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that works to get you drunk.
It really does. But you got to start off drinking. You can't have all this pizza and cookies and shit.
You can't.
That's terrible. Bad stuff.
I just dove right into it, too.
That's surprising.
It was getting to a point where you drink so much, you actually start to feel sick.
Yeah. Yeah. I just didn't want to put anything in my mouth.
I knew if I put another shot, it was all going to come out.
Really?
Yeah. It was just...
That's when you gave up?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oof. I just put too much in.
So how'd you do last night, Eric?
I did fine.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How was that soda?
It was very, very thirst quenching.
Yeah. It tickled my nose.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about you, Carly?
I was alright.
Okay. I don't know. I don't remember. That's why I'm asking.
I guess it was just us. You don't remember?
Parts of the night I don't remember, but as they're being brought up to me, I'm remembering more and more.
I remember.
It wasn't a total blackout, but you know.
You couldn't get drunk last night.
No.
You did the power hour.
Yeah, you did power hour with us.
I tried to with my
Yeah, you can't do a power hour with actual booze.
Yeah, you'll die.
Yeah, that's how you die.
I didn't want to switch over to beer.
You would have been in the clear.
Liquor before beer, you're in the clear. Beer before liquor, you die.
Red touches yellow, kill a fella. Red touches black, friend of Jack.
I don't get it at all. Me neither. I don't understand it. I don't know.
I still haven't gotten that from last night.
Yeah, I know.
You remember that from last night?
Yeah, I remember you saying it. I just don't remember what the hell it means. Does that have something to do with uniforms?
No, it's a snake.
Oh.
Oh.
It's two snakes that look like almost identical. They have black, white, and yellow. Things on them, markings, and one's venomous, one isn't, so that's how you tell the difference.
Is it really a friend of a fellow, though?
No.
You know, like, even if it's not...
Like, kills a fellow.
Oh, kills a fellow.
Yeah, friend of Jack.
Friend of Jack. Who's Jack?
Friend of Eric. Yeah. Oh, he's my friend! Go up to him and start petting him.
Hey, Jack, is this your snake? My friend!
Where's Jack? I got a snake here. Hey, Jack! Some poor kid in a wheelchair. Who got a light dropped on from the Macy's Day Parade.
Oh, that was funny.
Oh, I didn't hear about that. What happened?
You didn't hear about that?
No.
Which one? What? Which float? Oh, it was the M&M
float. The M&M float.
Hit a light and the light fell on some crippled girl.
Yeah. Some girl in a wheelchair and her father.
And they're not they're not suing.
You know they're not from New York.
No, they're not. And they're not suing.
Yeah. And you know what's...
It happens almost every year someone gets hurt.
And you know what Bloomberg said? Bloomberg said an investigation is underway.
What are investigations?
We're going to bring the wind in for interrogation.
Yeah. It's windy. They're balloons. They move.
So they have an M&M float. Da, 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 you know.
No. No, not the rapper M&M.
Oh.
There's a terrible visual.
And... This is a terrible overall joke. Don't ever say it again. Carly, write this down. We're gonna erase it from the broadcast.
And the jokes and the jokes and ha 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 and spaghetti.
Cripple girl.
Gonna hit her with a light pole.
And you know what's funny too? While that was happening, they had last year's M&M float footage for when that was happening.
So M&M's a bastard.
Oh, you mean they played last year's footage?
Of the M&M float.
While that was happening. So no one knew?
Yes. Exactly. No one knew that happened.
They had that like queued up?
Yeah, I was going to say, how'd they get that?
I'm sure they...
Must be some kind of delay.
Every year, it's kind of the same thing. I mean, you know, you always have the same floats, and they always come in the same order. So maybe they just might, you know, if anything does happen like that, they might just have it already queued up as the floats come
out. I want to see, like... You know, just like
the fact that she's crippled just makes it all.
Yeah, I know. of all fucking people, of course, a crippled girl.
Let me try to get out of the way.
It's a wheelchair trying to move it.
I don't get it. Oh, I get it.
Help me, Father. No shit. Here comes the light. I don't have any fucking luck. And the light falls on her. She gets up out of a chair. I can walk.
I've seen the light.
No.
And her father's coming at you.
That's...
Just switches chairs with her father.
I don't think he was in a wheelchair.
No, now he's a cripple.
Yeah, now
she
he
can
is.
Walk and now he can't.
It's too funny. Those balloons are too big. They really got to take them down a notch.
It'd be funny. It'd be even funny if she's retarded.
That would be pretty funny.
I don't know that she was, but I don't know.
Can you imagine?
That would be funny.
Yeah, just some retard standing there. I love parade.
Probably just catch it. He'd probably just catch it with that superhuman strength.
He'd throw it right back at Eminem and pop him.
And Eminem would be going, yo, what's up?
Yo.
I'm Eminem.
I'm the real Slim Shady.
So sit down.
Let me hit you with a light.
You look like Moby.
I'm going to fuck you up.
I'm going to fuck you good. Anyway.
Oh, man.
So that was Thanksgiving news.
Now I didn't even hear about that. I got to go home and look that up.
December 4th.
Yeah, December 4th.
Oh, man. And Christmas is right around the corner.
I hate Christmas.
Do you?
Yes.
Why?
between Thanksgiving and
New Year's. This clown, and he pointed at me.
Yes. I went to a Christmas circus, and
that was a callback.
Yeah. No, I just hate it. It's just a disgusting orgy of.
Go ahead.
Materialism, and it's just annoying.
You don't like gifts?
No.
No? You don't like giving?
I don't like receiving or giving.
Really?
I don't mind giving, like, I don't like giving for Christmas. I don't mind giving people gifts.
Yeah.
But to have to go through this ritual every year.
I was going
to
say, so I'm not going to get anything?
No. Yeah, I'm not going to get anything?
No.
I'm not?
No.
Oh, I'm taking back your present then.
I'm taking it back then.
All right, cool.
Didn't work.
No, I'm going to take it back.
Oh, okay. I didn't really get him anything because I know he hates Christmas. Well, I was just playing along.
We got him something.
Did you really?
Yeah. Because the good fucking friends we are, but forget it.
You can give it to me.
Yeah, give it there.
No, I think he'd get it more than you. He'd like it. That was the whole fucking point. It was a Christmas present for him.
Oh my God, this is so awkward right now. Oh Jesus.
You were supposed to get the fucking present. Now you don't want it.
Oh my God. This is
and I'm not going to get anything.
No.
You're telling me I'm not getting any presents.
That's what Christmas is.
That's correct.
I love Christmas. It's not just the presents. It's the, you know, the tree with the lights.
It's just the whole hassle of it. It's gotten like completely out of hand now. And every year it gets worse.
Every year it gets sooner.
What do you mean out of hand?
Just the massive rushes of people and, you know, the whole hassle of the whole thing. It's just
like that every year. You got to look past that. It's people being together, having a, you know.
Having a laugh.
In a warm house.
Some eggnog.
Mm.
Getting drunk.
You can do that anyway.
Making out with a cousin you don't really know that well.
I know her well enough.
Giving her the shocker. two in the pink, one in the stink.
Mm, yeah.
Merry Christmas.
I do two in the pink.
I'd like
one in the stink. I'm a gentleman, though.
That's what I said.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah. That's what I said. Two in the pink, one in the stink.
You said one in the pink, two in the stink.
What did I say?
I thought you said two in the pink and one in the stink.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Well, I do two in the stink and one in the pink because I'm an asshole.
Oh.
I like to stretch that asshole out.
I do a fist in the pink and a foot in the stink.
It's like a game of Twister.
Right foot, vagina. You almost kicked the tea over. You bastard.
Yeah,
I just did. Did you see me? I went.
Let's not drop more tea on the table.
Pat spilt some tea before, and my reaction was to run up to it and just stare, dart back and forth, going,
what's happening?
As it's going closer and closer.
Yeah, as it's leaking towards the equipment. Carly's like, could you get a napkin?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah, all right. And Eric was just doing his visual, putting a foot in a vagina and almost kicked over another cup of tea.
Oh. Even closer to the equipment.
Bunch of old ladies we are drinking tea.
Hey, after a night of drinking and then having McDonald's the next day?
Yeah. Could use some tea.
Yeah.
Settle the stomach.
That's not a good idea to have McDonald's. That shit is so heavy. As soon as I ate it.
You took a dump.
No, I'm going to have to, but it's going to be so dark and pebbly. It's going to be long and hard. It's going to stink.
It's going to be gravel like a Tonka truck.
It's going to be very dark. I know it.
Oh, my God.
Be dark and loose.
Oh, I love it. I do. I really do.
We have little pebbles.
All right. Let's take a break.
Okay.
All right.
We'll come back and we'll talk about your pebbly shits.
All right. What else we got planned today? We got a lot planned for today.
No, we got nothing planned. We'll be right back.
We have a lot planned.
Bye.
This.
Morphine.
Oh, is it?
Morpheus.
Yeah. It's nice, right?
Yeah, I like it.
It's good stuff.
Too
bad he's fucking dead.
Hey, my toe. I stubbed it on the desk.
Poor bastard. Had a heart attack on stage.
Oh, that's so funny.
It's a good way to go.
It's not funny.
Sure it is.
No. They were a good band.
See
some
guy flopping around on the stage up there, you know?
I'm sure it wasn't that severe.
Doing the worm behind the microphone, you know?
Breakdancing up there.
The he's really good. No, he's having a heart attack.
Oh, wow. Oh. I should do that every show.
Don't speak ill of the dead, fellas.
Oh, please.
Really?
Please. Dale Deadheart.
That's funny, though. Dale Earnhardt dying is funny.
This guy dying on stage is funny.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
This guy is talented. Dale Earnhardt drove a fucking car.
That's talent.
Dale Earnhardt can suck my left nut.
And so can the singer Morphine. Yeah, that was gross.
Thank you.
Disgusting. Disgusting.
Did you guys smell that fart I did before? On break?
That was the most...
That was pretty bad.
That was like... like diarrhea on fire with vomit
and old corn.
Yeah, and flowers.
Like Febreze.
And Brussels sprout soda.
Brussels sprout soda.
Does it how does it make you feel to know that I was in you? A part of me was in you right there.
I can edit out all this dead air.
Okay, good.
It's fine.
So I hear we have another Hulk song that
we
haven't listened to on the show yet, since we have nothing else to do today.
Well, yeah, it's a lazy
we should always one. Have some ridiculous
song.
Yeah,
we're almost through this whole album. There's a couple songs that we're not going to do just because they're not even funny. They're just dumb. It's like
The Hulkster comes to heaven.
My Hulkster's eyes.
Let me tell you something, brother.
All right, this one's called Hulkster is Back. And we got to get a hold of the Mr. T album because that's funny, too.
Now, is this Hulkster is Back or is it about his back? Like,
it went out on me, brother.
Get Pat Lott a birthday, brother.
I was moving a coffee table. And it went out on me. Call Dr. Schultz.
That's his... chiropractor, I don't know. Just the name popped in my head.
Oh, it's funny. So you want to hear this?
All right.
I think it's a little more rapping too.
Jesus.
Catchy, very nice, very nice.
Like it so far, it's good.
Uh-huh. I'm digging it.
Oh my god.
Check out the pump, brother.
Wanna know?
What's up, dude? I was born, I was bred, I was southern fed. Got a crazy idea running through my head. California is a place that I had to be. Then a speech in the pit really set me free.
Now it takes some oxygen from the tank. Sits down for a little bit.
You need a breather, brother.
I'm all dizzy.
I was hanging, I was banging, I was turning it on.
He was banging.
Everybody on the beach knew it wouldn't be long. I took the belt, it was theirs, I don't really care. In the hands of the maniacs, we can all share.
Wait, he took a... What did he say?
These rhymes don't make any sense.
He took a belt?
Probably a wrestling belt, like a title belt.
And what else did he say?
A title belt.
I don't know. Did he say something about Ric Flair?
I
couldn't understand what he was saying.
Something spicy, I don't know.
That general so chicken, brother. Everybody on
Yeah.
I took a belt, it was flares.
I really don't care.
I took a belt, it was flares.
Gotta give it back, but he doesn't care.
That's his wife.
Would you look at that? Check out the pythons.
Hey, check out the pythons, baby.
Hey, look at that. He took a massive dump.
Check out his pet snake, baby.
Check out the poopy, baby.
I want to start a band, cover all these songs.
I don't.
I do. You don't want to do Hulksters in the room?
Oh, yeah.
Not, well, yeah, okay, I got you there, yeah.
Can you imagine us and Stevie G's singing that?
Yeah, that'd be great.
The Hulksters in the room! All the Union Beach trash looking ass and that retard drawing our picture.
Hey, there's people that live in Union Beach that listen to this show.
Yeah, they're trash.
Doesn't make them any better. Fortune and fame, what's middle name? The kind is high as the sky, he remains the same. With the training and the prayers and the vitamins too. Don't mess with us. He loves vitamins, man.
Obsessed with the vitamins.
Every song has vitamins in it.
First he talks about like beating the shit out of somebody. Or
oh,
like,
yeah, take your vitamins.
Or banging bitches on the beach. And yeah. Then he's like, prayer, brother.
Friends. And vitamins. Family, friends, and bitches on the beach. Suck air in their lungs.
And yoga.
Yoga. And yogurt.
And the Juice Man Jr.
Bananas. Some nice avocados.
Some coconut cream pie.
And the key lime pie.
What? You want to arm wrestle?
He's probably talking to the music director.
Yeah, the guy's
glass.
In the booth.
Like, can make it a little louder.
You want to arm wrestle, brother?
Put that in. That was brilliant.
He's getting pissed off at the guy. He's going through the glass. You want to arm wrestle? That's so awesome. What's up,
dog? That's his wife.
Where's your Harley?
What? What?
Touch the flower. Touch the flower.
Again, vitamins. Ooh, look at that new vein in my tricep. Look at that new vein in my tricep.
That's because of my vitamins, bro.
Oh my God. He logs every new vein in his tricep.
Check out that new vein. I'm gonna name that Harry. I can't wait to fill him full of steroids.
Wow, that was,
I gotta hear that again.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Like, look at him. He sounds so happy.
Ooh, look at this.
His eyes get all lit up.
Ooh. A new vein in his tricep. Like, there's any, like... Like, he just inherited a new vein. Like, yeah. It just popped up. It wasn't there before.
God gave him a new vein.
Ugh. Check out the poop in my toilet.
Barb's laughing.
Check out the size of this lawn, brother. I'm going to mow this lawn, brother.
Barb's laughing.
Check out these lawnmower blades, brother. They cut and mulch. I got a new leaf blower, brother. It sucks and blows.
I got a new wet dry vac, brother.
A new leaf blower. Ooh, check out this new snow shovel. Ooh, check out the new sprinkler.
Check out this new bug zapper, brother.
Ooh, there's a new state quarter, brother. The Hulkster loves collecting things.
The Hulkster loves Wisconsin.
Ooh, look, California. That's my friend, brother.
He's bad. He's bad. No, I like it.
That's great.
Who made him do this?
Whoops, there it is. Whoops, there it is.
Oh, God. Boop, 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 boop. Turn to the curling.
Oh, my God.
It only gets better from here.
Check out my new t-shirt. Oh, it's torn. Oh, I ripped it. I gotta get another one.
No, I ripped that one too.
He's turning into the guy. From
Check out my hot daughter, brother.
He's turning into the guy from the Home Shopping Center.
Yeah.
There's free torn t-shirt.
He's going to be selling this shit, you know, in another 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What's that guy?
Brother, doing? I got a bargain for you.
Check this out.
I got a bargain.
Be dialing, brothers. My new cheese grater is fantastic.
You'll get the Hulk's torn t-shirt, a new leaf blower,
and one of
and
my
a Mark McGuire rookie card.
The Wookie card.
You get my 16-year-old daughter's Brooks vaginal clippings.
Clippings?
Clippings.
They're going to clip it off?
What do you clip?
Pubes.
Oh.
So hair clippings.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. Because I thought you meant the actual.
Cut off her labia?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Look at it. It's all fleshy.
I female circumcised my daughter, brother.
Use it to season any type of steak, poultry, or fish.
Put it in a marinade.
Use it to smooth out your feet.
You can be the first to cut her open, brother.
Break her hymen. Bust her hymen, brother.
But do it while listening to one of my CDs.
And get a free torn t-shirt. Torn personally by me.
Watch as I bust her hymen with my 24-inch python.
With my new vein.
My new... Never mind.
Okay.
Oh, my Thank God. Thank
you. Oh, check it fun. Out.
Watch my daughter gets it on with Hermione, brother.
Watch her sit on Hermione's hiney.
No? Yeah, right.
Hermione's just not funny. Hermione's not funny. Hermione equals dead air.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, I fucked up the bit.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, shit.
That's enough Hulk Hogan. I'm tired of riding the levels and you idiots.
Screwing
the mics.
It's good. It's good material, though.
Oh, that was a good laugh. So, news, huh?
Want me to read a news story?
Yeah, why not?
Sure.
All right.
We're just going to have to move the other stuff back then. All the other stuff we had planned.
Yeah, I guess we'll have to. Yeah. Well, here's one.
And we're going to have to bump that guest we had coming on. And
News is important.
Yeah, let's get to some news, though, because that's important.
Yeah.
Okay, I got a story here. State contract worker comes under investigation as alleged actress in Beast Porn Ring.
Beast porn.
Beast porn. Bestiality. And it's got a picture of a dog with a cigarette in his mouth.
Wait. Was all that you just read a headline?
Yeah. That's only a third of the headline.
Wow.
Wait, read the whole headline and see if anybody can...
Well, the whole... It's a headline. It's actually three different headlines, like, put into one. So it's three different stories.
Does it have any punctuation marks?
Yeah, it's got, like, a semicolon.
It shouldn't be a semicolon in a headline, though.
No, it really shouldn't.
Yeah.
A quotation, not a quotation, comma, that's it.
Yeah.
Maybe a comma.
So anyway, there's a state contract worker is under investigation for allegedly using her state computer to disseminate pictures of herself having sex with dogs. Investigators also searched the home where they found videotapes in a dog penis-shaped dildo.
Where would you...
Who manufactures those?
Yeah, really.
It's some company that makes dog penis-shaped dildos.
Well, look at the Jesus jackhammer.
That's fun, though.
Put that up on your wall.
And the baby Jesus butt plug. I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's Christmassy.
And they got Jesus on the cross as a dildo. Mm-hmm. It says, feet first.
More ways than one.
Woman used her office computer to communicate and exchange pictures depicting herself in acts of bestiality.
She is so stupid.
She showed the kinky photographs to a veterinarian.
Is this good for my dog?
Who told the animal cop that a man pictured was manipulating the dog's penis to be inserted into the human. The vet, however, said he couldn't tell if that would cause pain or injury to the dog without examining it. According to the warrant, the woman uses the email dog pussy.
Oh, that's her screen name?
Yeah. She seeks canine masters to submit to on a regular basis if possible. I have experience being bred with four different dogs. Being bred.
Like, it's actually going to work.
Yeah.
Well, she's using their lingo.
Master will barter my services for those of your canine.
Wow.
Wow. This Wow's right.
like, my dog has a rash. Do you have a picture of it? Yeah, right here. Oh, don't mind the fact that he's fucking me. It's on his leg right there. Do you see it? Yeah.
A woman with the same email address as profile on a sex fetish site, slaveregister.com. As a slave acquired by owner Z Thrilla on June 12, 2002. Collar size 18 inches, ankle cuff 11 inches, wrist cuff 7 inches.
Who the fuck cares?
This slave, the profile states, is a whore slash slut slash bitch slash toilet slash pain slut slash ashtray slash furniture slash maid slash dog fucker.
Slash human lamp slash vertical blinds slash coffee table slash Christmas lights slash spatula.
Oh, man.
Slash frying pan slash dishwasher slash plunger.
Overall, really nice person. Once you get to know her.
Slash devoted wife and mother.
Of six.
Slash Christian.
There's another story here. For the past couple months, a nasty rhetorical war has raged between self-righteous lefty activists and a group of fed-up neighbors over Lenora Moore, a black matriarch of an alleged South Berkeley drug house where she allows her kids to run wild. Basically, the neighbors took her to court and said, you know.
That was a whole new story?
Yeah, get out of our neighborhood. You know, control your family. Stop, you know, running a drug den.
Now, who's black and who's not?
Lenora Moore is this black lady that...
Who they're trying to get out.
They're trying to get out, yeah. So, of course, all the civil rights activists and everything are up in arms that it's all racist because she's black and that, you know.
It's a fucking drug ring. What do you want? Oh, God.
Dog fucker.
Dog fucking...
I like dog fucking.
It's not bad.
Those Great Danes have some big penises.
I wonder if she actually thought it would work.
Peni.
Like she'd have little puppy babies coming out. How cute would that be? Probably not very.
Here comes the head. No, it's just a little wet nose. Oh,
I went the first one.
Oh, it's got her eyes. That's really gross.
They're really big.
Ooh. I'm a mog.
A mog?
Yeah. Half man, half dog.
I'm my own best friend.
Did you ever see Spaceballs?
That's right. I'm sorry.
Fucking asshole.
My mistake.
Yeah, your mistake. Goddamn right.
That was a good movie.
That was a good movie.
Classic.
We showed a friend of ours Star Wars, Jason.
Mm-hmm. One of our interns. Right?
One of our interns, yeah.
Who doesn't even work here anymore.
No, he doesn't. Whatever happened to him? Barbara's here, but she doesn't pay attention to us anymore.
She's working.
She's cleaning up. But we showed him Star Wars because he had never seen it. And he said, oh, it's just like Spaceballs, except it's not funny.
Yep. Pretty much.
Well, I thought Star Wars was pretty funny, actually.
Actually, yeah. If you really sit down.
Especially now.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's enough.
Oh, we're about ready for another break.
Yeah.
No, really, seriously.
We're all right. Take a break then.
Do that.
Let me get this. And we'll be right back.
Knock out the box.
These messages.
Stuff, man.
Ooh.
Anybody gonna talk? Hello? Oh no. Hello? Guys?
I have to.
Oh, Jesus, you scared the shit out of me.
I fell asleep.
Oh, I thought we were gonna do a bit there.
Who's that?
What?
The music you're playing.
That was the Eels. I have that on my cell phone when people call me, and it's a lot of fun. I like it a lot.
It's a lot of fun. I got a good time when people
I have
call
a good
me.
Time when people call me.
Ooh, I'll call you.
You wanna?
Yeah.
What can I call you? Hang Loser.
On. Let me turn my
bastard.
Hang on. Let me turn my ringer on.
Boop.
Okay.
Boop.
Call someone.
Oh Jesus Christ!
I'm gonna be here for 20 minutes.
Oh, here we go.
Derek.
Derek.
See if it'll work.
Did you say Steve?
Yes, it does.
I'm all right.
No. No.
Did you say internet?
Did you say Pizza Hut?
Did you say food? You should really cut down some. Fuck you.
Hey?
No.
He just does that over and over.
So that's it?
Call me.
Oh.
Call me now.
Jesus. You got a funny ringer?
No.
Let's see.
We just need to kill time.
Oh, God.
Battlestar Galactica.
What a loser.
Did you hang up on me? Oh, I wanted to hear your voicemail.
You hung up on me.
Oh, okay.
Hi, I'm Eric. Right.
Hey, what's up? I'm Eric.
Nice chance again.
I'm out doing something important.
I can't be bothered now.
I'm watching my shows.
Is it really Battlestar Galactica?
Oh, God. Sorry, I was looking for a Star Wars ringer.
Were you?
Yeah, they don't have any.
Fucking no, they don't. I was looking for one, too.
I'm very disappointed. I'm surprised, too.
Don't you have a thing where you could just send it to voicemail? The button on the side or something?
I guess I can.
Hi, I'm Eric. I'm not here. Leave a message.
At the tone.
Hi, I'm Eric. I'm not here. Bye.
That's good. So I was talking with a fella I work with, uh-huh. And he used to work at a theater, and they did random things. They did
a theater?
Plays. Yeah, they did plays, but they also had like rock bands come out and stuff. And he was talking about weird things that that rock stars
do
ask for in the green room.
Like cheddar?
Sometimes.
Condoms?
Sometimes.
Lamps?
Because, you know, when you're a band, you send like a list of requirements for the green room. He said like the Stray Cats played, and they wanted... Popeye's fried chicken and Dos Equis beer.
What's the matter with that?
I'm just saying. It's all. But then Frank Sinatra played there.
And he asked for the same thing, oddly enough.
He wanted Dos Equis beer? No. He had a whole laundry list of things. But one thing he wanted was a pack of Marlboro Reds, soft pack, whatever, capped or whatever the hell it is, on every table in the room. So wherever he went, he could have a pack of cigarettes in front of him, and he would light up.
Wow. Why?
I don't know. They said he smoked like 2 cigarettes. That's it. And
hopefully.
They had like 5 packs of cigarettes later. just in case he wanted to have a cigarette, he could turn anywhere and just pick one up.
Wow.
Because it's too much trouble to ask for him to like put in his pocket or something.
Yeah.
Because he's Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He's fucking Frank Sinatra. Yeah.
Thankfully, he's dead.
Oh, he's alive in our hearts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So what would you guys ask for if you were in a
Is
band?
Is this what you're trying to do, a bit?
No, that's not what I'm trying to do, but I'm just saying.
So what would you guys ask for?
I would ask for a big gulp of Mr. Pibb.
Would you really?
Yeah.
That'd be fun. Yeah. How about you, Pat?
I'd probably ask for a big gulp of Dr. Pepper.
Wow, you guys are really uncreative.
I was going to say Dr. Pepper, but I thought I'd say Mr. Pibb would be more exotic. Almost the same thing.
Pretty much.
I don't know. I really don't.
And
what would I be performing? What would I be doing there?
And
if you were in a band.
Buffalo Wings.
If I was in a band.
You're on the road. You go to these places, and you can ask for whatever you want for the green room.
Probably Sobe Adrenaline. That's about it.
That's it. No food, no nothing?
Sobe Jizz.
Yeah, I know.
Liz Jizz.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
Disgusting.
It's gross.
I never cared for the Sobe.
Tastes like jizz.
I never cared for the Sobe or
right now,
flavored Arizona.
Maybe there is a little cat in your living room and they want it to come to you.
Oh, that's funny.
Mushy, mushy little cat, come here to daddy. Maybe he refused to come to you, so you get angry, you scream at the cat. Come here, little monkey cat. But 1 second later, you realize it was wrong to scream at the cat. But maybe if you had a Sobe, you would be a little more balanced. like a Latin guy with a ponytail who knows how to say all the right things and maybe play some guitar. Yeah, so Sobe got a plug on our show.
Yeah.
Hope they pay us
they
for that.
Owe did us you, money.
Did you ever hear the Heineken commercial where they had little keg cans? And I was on the radio. And
oh, and like the difference between a real keg and a
well, how did keg? They shrink the big keg to get the little keg? And there's guy who was a weightlifter or something. I can do it. I can do it. And then he drops it.
I can't do it.
I can't do it. It's like he's he knows he can't do it, but he's all right with it.
Yeah. I can't do it.
I can't do it. Okay, I'm going to have a smoke.
I can't do it. What? What the fuck are you looking at?
That's some Scottish guy, like, belittling it.
Mm-hmm. That was funny. Yeah. There are very few commercials that are really funny. Yeah. Most of them just try to be funny, but they're just not.
Well, there's one that's, I don't know if it's purposely funny or not, but I keep hearing it on 104.3. Oh, man. But anyway.
Yeah, I'm 104.3.
It's for like a natural gas company. And it's called I've Got Gas.
Yeah. 1-800 I've Got Gas.
877.
877 I've Got Gas. Yeah.
And they have a little jingle.
I've Got Gas.
877 I've Got Gas.
That's funny.
It was really funny. And I don't know if like, I mean, they must know.
Oh, yeah.
But they do it so seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a joke.
Yeah, it's a joke.
I've got the poops. There was
1-877. I've got crabs.
there's another commercial on TV. I don't know. Maybe you saw it. There it starts off with this guy. He's looking at the camera, and he say, "No, no, 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 no!" And he's walking away from the camera. He's on a lawn with a house behind him. He's walking back to the house. No, no! And he's putting his his hand down. He's going crazy. Then there's this kid playing with a big, like, red ball, and he takes a stick and he starts beating the shit out of the ball from the kid. And he says, "No, no." And then big bold letters just goes to, "Every house has soap scum." And just to think he got so pissed at that.
What?
It was a commercial for Tilex. That's not funny?
That's pretty funny.
I don't even get it.
Exactly.
Because he's pissed that he has soap scum, so he's going around.
He's all pissed off now.
Like, he throwing a tantrum and beating shit up.
Yeah, it's funny.
I thought it was very funny.
Phone status.
Battery 50% full. Signal strength 6 bars. 1x coverage. E911 supported.
Feels like I'm the Enterprise.
Sounds like the Star Trek.
Computer, yeah, it does. It? Yeah. It really does. Do it again. Do it again, Eric.
Please stand command.
Contact.
Do you want to read, create, or erase a contact?
Read.
Wait, hang on.
Read.
Hang on, I'm on the John. Hang on.
Read.
I'm making a sandwich. Wait.
Please say a name.
Derek.
Did you say?
Derek.
Yes.
Derek.
You sound like me.
Yes.
If you had Down syndrome.
Contact details of
Derek.
Mobile 7-3-2-9-8-7-3.
You fucking said my phone number on the thing.
I didn't.
You did. You said it. Oh, my email address.
I erased it.
Please say a command. Good.
Missed calls.
Mark that.
You have 5 missed calls. Sunday, December 4th, 5:21.
All right, we're not going to listen to your fucking phone all the rest of the show.
Anyway. I can edit this show. It'll sound terrific.
Yeah, please. I guess the show's done.
Yeah.
No, it's not done. What else we got? Any more
nothing.
News?
Nothing. We're playing with our fucking phones.
So what? It's funny. We didn't even read all the news stories.
We did.
We read one.
There's two we read.
Police mistakenly impound driver with car.
That's funny.
Oh, they crushed him in the car?
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
An 85-year-old Canadian man. That's all right, he's Canadian.
SARS.
Spent hours inside his impounded car in freezing temperatures after his vehicle was ticketed for illegal parking.
Parking.
And then towed to a police compound.
Where he was Frost, then gang raped.
Apparently, Frost had obscured the car's windows, and the tow truck driver, unaware of this elderly man sitting in the driver's seat, took the car to the police compound. The security officer at that site, along with the tow truck driver, noticed that there was some movement in the car. They accessed the vehicle, and sure enough, there was an elderly man inside. He was disoriented, but he was not unconscious.
Disoriented. Where am I?
Hello?
That's disoriented.
I don't remember driving here.
I have AIDS. How much more disoriented can you get than AIDS? I mean, we all have it.
Jason.
Apparently.
Jason, I don't have AIDS. I want AIDS. Danny!
Dad, can you get us AIDS?
Dad, I'll pretend I love you. If you give me AIDS.
Dad, everyone has AIDS but us. Can you give me some money for some AIDS?
Maybe I'll spend time with you.
Okay, here is the AIDS. What do I do with it? You put it in your vagina.
It's funny.
Now you have AIDS.
Go give to Jason.
Tomorrow you drive me to airport.
you pick up pills, okay? I have to go give AIDS to Slavik and your mother.
You give me AIDS, you punk.
Hey, you punk, you give me AIDS. Now take a picture of me.
I'm going to dress up like Spider-Man and kick ass.
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man can't get AIDS, you punk.
Spider-Man
has super... a super blood cannot get AIDS.
Who ever heard a spider get AIDS?
It's super spider blood. No AIDS. Okay, cancer maybe, but no AIDS.
He's Japanese now. Oh, you can't get AIDS.
It sounds like he's German and Asian.
Yeah.
Spider.
Spider-Man. You punk.
You punk, yeah? You'll take picture of me with new AIDS.
Oh, I'm crying.
What are we talking about?
AIDS.
Everyone's got it.
These days, yeah.
That's what it said in the magazine anyway.
Oh.
That was fun.
Brings you back to the old days of AOL when I went to the AIDS chat room and...
Oh, no.
Does anyone else have a spare bathrobe I could borrow?
Oh, man. I don't feel too bad.
Oh, this AIDS is kicking in today, man. Gave me diarrhea.
Oh, man. I miss my T cells.
Brother.
You gotta take your vitamins.
The Hulkster's got the HIV. The Hulkster's got the HIV. When the going gets tough, the Hulk gets AIDS.
Oh, oh. Get AIDS.
Bathrobes.
Condoms.
Who needs them?
Get AIDS.
When the Hulkster gets AIDS, he gets open sores. Hey, oh, oh, come on.
But lesions.
The fuck? Yeah, we gotta start doing these on Saturday night again.
Yeah.
They were much better. We're just tired.
See, by the time we get to this point, we're already kind of drunk.
Yeah. And it gets funnier.
Yeah.
It sounds funnier because we're drunk.
You okay, Barb?
All right.
You happy, Carly?
I killed it. Hermione's ass.
It's like your mom's box. Hermione's ass.
Your mom's box?
What about it?
All right, see you later.
All the cats out. It's time to go.
Cats let out of the bag.
Get the fuck away from me!
Till next week.
Maybe.
Please listen.
Please. But if you don't, I don't blame you. Send us cookies.
All right, bye.
Hey!